In this lesson, the topic is high availability solutions. And as I reflect back on what we've learned, we've already covered in the IP routing section how to create a floating static route. And we also discussed how to do route tracking so that if we lost a target, we'd go ahead and take out a route from the routing table, and then the floating static route would win. That's in the IP routing section. If you want to go back and review that, please feel free. Also, for failover, as I was looking back through my notes on this audio bootcamp, we have covered everything, virtually everything, on failover. Standby, active standby, active with multiple context. One thing I didn't talk about was assigning MAC addresses. If we wanted to hard code MAC addresses for the primary and the secondary unit for who's going to be active and who's going to be standby, we could do that with the failover MAC address command, specify the interface, and specify what we want the primary and secondary MAC addresses to be, and it would use those. If, however, there's a conflict where you've manually hard coded MAC addresses on an interface, you've used the failover MAC address command, you've used the MAC address auto and the burned in address, that is the actual order, the pecking order that they're going to use them in. So the MAC address on an interface is going to win over the failover MAC address that you assign, which is going to win over the MAC address auto in systems configuration space if you're multiple context. And then finally, the burned in address is the last one to win. So if there's anything to do with MAC addresses, you have now several options for configuring MAC addresses. So what else is left as far as high availability solutions? Well, one item that we haven't talked about yet is really cool, fairly new, and it's the redundant interface. We can use this feature with or without failover. Doesn't matter. It's totally transparent to the failover process. But basically, we're going to take two interfaces and have one of them back the other one up. So it would take a loss of both physical interfaces for the logical interface to be considered down. How do you create it? Really simple. In configuration mode, we say interface space, and then you type in the word redundant, and then a number between 1 and 8. Poof, you've now got your redundant interface. The problem is there's nobody assigned to it. There's no physical hardware supporting this logical redundant interface called redundant 1. So you give it some members. In redundant interface configuration mode, you say member-interface E0/1. And then member interface E0/2. Now, what would you want to make sure you did before you ever went to the firewall? You'd want to make sure you went to the switches that were physically supporting E01 and E02 and make sure that they are both configured the same. Meaning, if you're doing trunking, you'd want to make sure that trunking was set up. If you're doing access ports, in the case of this redundancy, which is probably likely, you'd want to make sure that both ports that support E01 and E02 on the ASA, from a switch perspective, that they're both set to switch port mode access, switch port access VLAN X. What if you're doing failover? Well, then you'd also want to make sure that E01 and E02 on the second physical firewall are also set up. So don't forget any of the layer 2 stuff as we get this all functioning. And once you've added two members to the actual redundant interface, the first one is the worker bee, the one you put in first, and the second one is there just waiting for the first one to fail on an interface basis. So how do you deal with that in the config? Well, you now have a new interface. You'd go to interface redundant 1 or whatever number you gave it. And then you'd use no shut and name ifs and IP addresses and security level commands just like you would on a normal ASA. And now the second one in that redundant pair is backing up the first one. That's how simple that is. And that, I think, covers all of our high availability solutions, the route tracking, the failover and all of its flavors, and the redundant interface. Our last section, audio section of this bootcamp for the ASA is configuring QoS policies, where we'll leverage our previous understanding of MPF. I'll see you there.